The quest, a journey to blessing. Let's go with it. The first message in this new little series. I want to be blessed. Can you say that with me? If you want it. If you don't want it, just hush. I want to be what? How many knows what I want? How many knows what Gary wants? He wants what kind of blessing? One more time. He wants what kind of blessing? One more time. I want a double blessing. I'm at triple. Good. I like that. Listen, I've been asking people to pray for me for a double blessing. And I'm not going to get into some of the struggles and some of the things in my life. Not going to do that. Okay? But the bottom line is, I'm asking God to bless me double. I'm asking Him to pour out His blessing on me so that I can glorify Him. Amen? Now, I'm going to glorify Him either way. But any blessing You give me, God, I'm going to give You all the credit and all the praise. Amen? So that's where I'm at. I might be crazy. You might say, well, how arrogant are you wanting a double blessing? Well, good. You go ahead and think that way. That's fine. I'm going to keep asking for it. Amen? Asking God to bless me double. Why wouldn't He? When I read the Word of God. Amen? So I'm asking God for a double blessing. I want to be blessed in my life. Do you say? I want God's blessing in my life. And He's been good to me. And I'm asking Him to continue to be good to me. I want to serve Him. I want to be a light in my community where people can see, hey, I tell you right now, God's blessing that guy right there. Amen? And we're not talking about just financial mess. I'm talking about with health. How many can see in my life in the last, say, year and a half, you've seen my health get better? Can you see, raise your hand? You know it's the truth, don't you? You know it's the truth. I had back surgery, all kinds of mess going on. Tell you what, stress up to the gazoo. Man, and God's just been blessing me. He has been. All right? Ain't gave me no hair yet or nothing. But I got about 30 hats. Amen. Come on. Amen. All right, we got to go with the message. Here we go. Can God bless a mess? Can God bless a mess? I got to be all perfect. I got to be all just right for God to bless me. We got to lose that kind of thinking. Amen. Here we go. Y'all ready? Pop it up, Raj. It shouldn't surprise us that God is good at blessing messes. I know you think you're perfect, maybe, but you're not. You're a mess. If you spend a few minutes with me, I'm sure I can find some mess on you. Amen. Come on. God is good at blessing messes. Sometimes we think, oh man, I can't be blessed. I'm just all screwed up. God wants to bless you. But He's going to do it His way. And a lot of times that mess in your life is a perfect place for God to start because you're a mess and you can see that you're a mess and you humble yourself and that's the start of blessing in your life. Amen. So can God bless a mess? Oh, yes. God can bless a mess. Let's go all the way back to the first church, the early church in the New Testament. We got to fly. You talk about a mess. What had happened? Their leader, Jesus, had just been what? Killed. We're going back to the early church. Now, He's resurrected, but now He ain't with them. He's where? With His Father in heaven, and that don't seem to help them a whole lot right down there because they were walking with Him all the time, and they're just like us. They had weak faith. We do better when we see stuff, right? So, they were hurting. Most of their families had turned against them. The believers of the early church, their families had disowned them. Their homes and their livelihoods were gone. They'd been taken. This is the early church. Now, you talk about a mess. It looks like Jesus came and left everybody in a mess. That's what it looked like. The religious establishment, the Jewish authorities, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, opposed them violently. Wanted them dead. Wanted them killed. Wow, it sounded like a mess to me, doesn't it, you? They were being hunted down like dogs. What was one man's name who hunted down Christians and had them killed? What was his name? Saul. Exactly. The true colors of many of the followers began revealing themselves. Many were more interested in overthrowing Rome than following Jesus Christ. You understand? And we started to see some of those true colors as you read the book of Acts. People like Ananias and Sapphira. People like Simon the sorcerer. Read your scriptures and you'll see. People that turn back. Opportunistic false teachers use this time to piggyback and hijack this new movement of God. It's a mess, man. There was a void of leadership. Who did Jesus say, you're going to be the leader? Who did He tell that to? Peter. Are you kidding me? Why not pick John? Why not pick somebody else? Why did you have to pick a lunatic to lead us? Because that was the way that Peter acted, right? Say, yes or no? Sure he did. There was a void of leadership. Okay? And a jockeying of position and power. We knew the two brothers that wanted to wanted to sit one on the right hand, one on the left. Remember that? Yes or no? And they're just like us. They don't get along. They're not like, okay, you be the leader. We love that. Oh, are you kidding me? We forget these are real people. Phonies and hypocrites were in it for themselves, for recognition, like Ananias and Sapphira and people like that. They weren't the only ones. God just mentioned those. He could have wrote a whole Bible on these crazy people probably. Things were a what? Mess. How can God bless this mess? How can God bless this? Let's talk about it. Can God bless a mess? Oh, what? Yes. Amen. We're on a quest for blessing. Let's go back to the book of Acts chapter 2. Let's look at it. The early church. But Peter, standing up with the 11, he lifted up his voice. He said unto them, to a large crowd, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. And he preached. He preached Jesus to them. Here's Peter who had denied Jesus not long ago. End of John chapter 21 had denied him how many times? Three times, remember? And Jesus met with him on the shores and said, Peter, do you what? Do you love me? How many times did he ask him? Three times. And then a light, I believe, went on in Peter's mind. And he went, man, I don't have to prove this to you. You know, even though I've screwed up, you know I love you. And you know, that's a great thing to come to the realization of. If you want blessing in your life, you got to quit trying to prove that to other people. You listening or not? You don't have to prove to other people, I love God. Amen? And a lot of times, you try to prove it to yourself. You know, because you've had these failures and struggles in your life. But listen, if we confess our what? He's faithful and just to forgive us our and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible is. Does the Bible teach that? You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a preacher to love Jesus. Amen? You don't have to have a big position somewhere to love Jesus. You don't have to have this incredible blessing and wealth and this, that, and the other and fall down and flop like a chicken, excuse me, for people to know that you love Jesus. Are you hearing me, church, or not this morning? Amen. There's something about knowing inside of you that you have a commitment to Christ. That's freeing. That's liberating. That's what Peter had. So here's this guy, total failure, had let Jesus down at his most needy hour of his life. But here he is. He's now standing up. Amen? And he's preaching. And after he got done preaching, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Who? The crowd? Many enemies? They said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, say it with me, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, say it with me, repent. Come on, church. Repent. Be baptized, every one of you, help me, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify, and he exhorted, saying, save yourselves from this rebellious generation. Amen? So, can God bless a mess? Somebody tell me. So that's how it started. This mess, I mean, man, the leader, all the stuff we talked about. Peter stood up, he started to preach. A man who was basically a failure in the eyes of many. But he realized he loved God. And with God's power in his life, he took what Jesus said and said, you know, I'm going to be the leader he called me to be. And he stands up and opens his mouth and he starts preaching. And where was he from? Peter. He was from where? He's really from Cana of Galilee. He was what kind of guy? What did he do for a living? Fisherman. Now look, I know a lot of fishermen in this area, and I love them. But one thing most of them don't have is some fancy education or pedigree. Amen? And that's not a slam. They're proud of it. Amen? So here's a guy with no fancy education, no pedigree. He was a fisherman. He was good with a fillet knife because he cut that one boy's ear off there in the guard. Remember Malchus? That's what he was good with. And he was good at cussing. Did he cuss? Somebody tell me. Sure he did. Was he good at losing his temper and stuff like that and running his mouth? Sure he was. But he realized God can use me. And he got up and he talked. And see what happened. Check it out. And they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day were added unto them, say it with me, 3,000. So they gladly received his word and they were baptized. We're rolling. Blessings flowing. And they continued, these believers, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. That word means having things in common. And in breaking of bread and in prayers and going from house to house. So they continued steadfast. How do I get the blessing? You gladly receive his word. You get saved. You put your faith in Christ. Instead of arguing with the Bible, I don't know about what all other religions, until you stop doing that crazy mess, accept the message of the gospel, gladly, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Accept it like that. Not like, well, I don't know about it. I don't know. You could have done it better. Who are we to judge you? That's the nuttiest thing on the planet. You'll never be blessed. Receive his word. Receive his son. And then guess what? Continue steadfast. Read the Word of God. That's what the Bible says. And then have things in common. Instead of coming to church and trying to figure out, you know, I don't like it that way. Why y'all do it this way? Why don't you try to say, hey, let's come together in unity and love one another and love Jesus Christ and love people. Amen? Are you hearing me or not? That's talking about blessing. That's if you want blessing. Now, if you want to fuss and fight like people at churches, one thing is you're not welcome here. You're listening to me, yes or no? You're not welcome here. If you want to fuss and fight inside this thing, I will knock you out. I'm serious as a heart attack. We're not going to do that. Yes or no? Why, Pastor? I like that. Because I want blessing. That's what I want in my life. I want to get up on Sunday morning, have men pray with me in a truck. I want to walk into a building where people hug my neck and I hug their neck. I want to get up here and sing because I'm free. I want to get up and preach. And as the Lord leads me, I can do it. That's what I want in my life. Amen? Come on. That's what I want. I want that for you, man. Amen. And that's what we have. Amen? God's blessed us. Where did I get this kind of crazy formula for a church? Hey, it's the Bible, man. In the breaking of bread, y'all people eat too much. Hey, we love it. We love getting together and eating and sharing young family fellowship or senior fellowship or getting together in people's homes and breaking bread and having Bible studies. Why? Because that's what we see in the Word of God. And in prayers for one another. We love praying for you. You know, this is how you get blessing. And fear came upon every soul. Reverence and respect for God, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. I'm going to tell you something, guys. You know how I feel about the... I don't want to be phony here. So I'm not going to slap you upside the head and get you to fall on the floor and we're going to cover you up with a cloth or something. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. Y'all listening to me or not? I'm not going to do it. Will I pray for you? Absolutely. And did you know what? I've seen incredible miracles done here at Fellowship Church. You know who's one of the biggest miracles at this church? Somebody take a wild guess. Me. You've seen living proof in your life of how God can come into somebody's life and help during hard days. You know it's the truth, don't you? You know it's the truth. I don't need some manufactured something that I got to make up. I'm sorry. I hate to be ugly like that. But life's just too hard. There's plenty of places God can bless us in our hard life. Isn't there, say? That's what I want. Did that make sense too? Did I lose you? They feared the Lord. Many signs were done. And all that believed were what? And they had things what? That word is the word fellowship. What's the common thing at our church? We love Jesus. And we love God. If you're wondering, what is it that we have in common at fellowship? We love, and we love people. That's the thing that binds us together. Amen? Obviously, there's a lot of things, like the Word of God. But that's that loving Jesus thing. If you love Jesus, you're going to love His Word and keep His what? Commandments, the Bible says. Keep going. They sold their possessions, their goods. They parted them to all men as every man had need. They gave. Nobody put a gun to their head and said, "You got to give." No, these are people that had their homes taken away from them. These are people that were struggling. And out of their struggle and out of their poverty, they gave to others. No wonder God. I'm talking about a quest to blessing. Pastor, how can I get blessed? Can I go to a service on Friday night and leave blessed? No. There's more to it than that. You listening or not? There's more to it than that. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just do that? Have one big service and everything be fixed. Wouldn't that be a cool planet to live on? Say. Well, it's funny. That's not the way it is in the Bible. Something some man created somewhere along the way. And they continuing daily. Are you kidding me? Yeah. In one accord. In the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They continued with what? How do you want to ask? You live together in unity. You listening? Have I put you to sleep? In the temple. Oh, I'm really spiritual at church. No, excuse me. In the breaking of bread from house to house. You that have home Bible studies, listen to me. Here's what you ought to do. You have people come into your home and they start gossiping and saying all kinds of crap and stuff. You know what you ought to do? You ought to say, "Now listen, you're going to stop it or you're going to get out of my house." You hear me or not? Stop it or get out of my house. Because we're in a unity here and we're in agreement here and we're in accord here. Are y'all hearing me? Would this fix a lot of churches, yes or no? It sure would. And I just don't want mine broken. That's why I keep talking like this. With gladness and singleness of heart. People that come to church and people that want to fellowship and you're just all down and negative and I don't want to be with you. Why would I? I get to go be with depressed people today. I don't want to be there. I was fine before I got there. Amen. Come on. Praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They praised God. We're talking about a quest to blessing. How'd the early church do it? I learned a lot today. And they had favor with everyone. That with me. They had what? With that one more time. They had what? You know what? You ought to have friends outside this church. The folks at the hardware store ought to say, "You know what? That's a nice guy right there." You know what I'm saying? People, when you go eat, and the server that waits on you, when you get done, they ought to go, "You know what? I enjoyed serving them." You know what I mean? We're not praying for, I'm telling you what, we pray for some things like favor of God. I believe in the favor of God. But so often, us receiving the favor of God is us having favor with the people. You know what I'm saying? Being a loving person, being a good person, being a kind person. Did you know what? When you get old, you don't have a right to turn into a crab, say. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? You just don't have that. Well, I'm old. Now I get to say whatever I want to say. Well, you can keep that mentality if you want to die and go to hell. But if you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, you can be kind. You can have the favor with people. This is a tough one. You can be sweet. Amen. And the Lord did what? He added. You can check out more of this message. We got to quit right now. Our time's shot. But I think we done figured out the blessing. Do we have a review coming up or no? Is it still going? The quest to be blessed. Here we go. Say it with me. How do I get blessed? How's the quest, preacher? Here we go. Say them out loud with me. Can we say it like we're at a ball game? Here we go. Gladly receive God's word. Be obedient to the Lord's commands. Be steadfast. Fear the Lord. That's awe and reverence. Voluntarily serve the Lord. Freely give to the work of the Lord. Continue in unity every day. Praise the Lord regardless. and walk in the favor of the Lord. Well, look at that. I believe the early church taught us something today, didn't they? And remember, their leader was dead. Homes were stolen. Persecuted, hunted down like dogs. So don't tell me how bad you've got it, why you can't do this. Amen? First thing you've got to do, if you want to get on a quest of blessing, is stop making excuses. Amen? And say, I can be blessed. I will be blessed. That's what I want in my life. And realize it's not going to come about by something spooky. It's going to come about with you being involved, with your actions and your attitude. Amen? I believe this with my whole heart. And guess what, church, Fellowship Church? We didn't have to go all the way back to the early church. Fellowship Church is living proof of what I put on the screen today. Did you know that? I want you to get on board, baby. Come on, get on the blessing bus. And God will touch your life. I believe it. Amen? Let's thank Him for His Word this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. You're awesome. Your Word's amazing.